This is Youth Beat Radio on WCRS Community Radio for Columbus. I'm your host, Green Checks. Model minority refers to a set of stereotypes that states all Asian Americans are more academically, economically, and socially successful than any other racial minority. Most people believe that Asians are more successful because of their supposed Asian cultural values that stress tough family ethics, academics, hard work, and that they have a stronger belief in the American meritocracy. The other side of this is the anti-model minority myth, which dictates that Asian Americans do not have a reason to complain about American society because they are not American.
I've always seen myself and considered myself American before any other subset of ethnicity or gender or anything else. But you realize that that's not necessarily how everyone else feels.
You know, I was born and raised in New York City, but inevitably in New York, you're always asked, often by vendors, often by cab drivers, so where are you from? And I go, well, I'm from here. And they're like, no, where are you really from? And I'm like, I was born and raised in New York City, and I live here now. I could not be more from anywhere else.
These inaccurate and distorted perceptions create adverse effects in the lives of Asian Americans. The biggest complaint from Asian American students at The Ohio State University is discrimination.
Often the students we work with, one of the first things they talk about is feelings of discrimination, that they're often seen as outsiders, even though they may be born and raised here and are fellow, U.S. citizens, that because of their cultural origins, they are considered as other. And I think the experiences of discrimination sort of carry through, their school years, through college, sometimes beyond that.
The effects of the model minority and the anti-model minority stereotypes is that the Asian American community is often ignored or invisible to the larger American society.
Our culture is partially invisible to people.
The model minority and anti-model minority ignore the diversity of Asian American groups and their varied level of successes. It disregards the history and role of selective immigration of Asians in America, for example, the 1965 Immigration Act, as well as their experiences of racism. It also pits Asian Americans against other racial minorities, thus creating racial tension. Today, I'm going to interview three people from Asian American Community Services. I will be asking them questions on why Asian American Community Services is needed in Columbus, Ohio, the type of services they offer, as well as their upcoming events.
Hi, I'm Steve Aoki. I'm Japanese American. I grew up in Newport Beach, white.
My name is Steve Chen. I'm one of the co-founders of YouTube. And I'm a Taiwanese American.
I'm Lisa Ling. I'm Chinese American, and I'm a journalist.
Rina Miwako Wheaton. I am half Japanese and half African American.
My name is Hong Wen. I am an Asian American and proud of it.
Asian American Community Services is a local nonprofit that works to educate and to create a better quality of life for all Asians in Central Ohio by bridging the gap between Asians and American society. With me today is Paiwook Han, the program coordinator, Justin Shum, the community outreach and volunteer coordinator, and Tina Ocampo, the program assistant at Asian American Community Services. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Why is Asian American Community Services necessary in Columbus, Ohio?
AACS is necessary because the best way for a lot of problems to be solved and for a lot of needs to be met are that each niche, each group has their own specialty. They have their own things that they do best. And the idea is to allow them to do what they do best, but somehow be able to share information centrally. There are a growing number of Asians in Franklin County. Right now there are about 40,000, and it's increasing every single year. And they have their own very unique special needs that need to be met.
Can you talk about those special needs?
The main needs all focus around culture barriers and language barriers. So one thing AACS really does is we meet those needs through interpreters and through our many services, whether it be our youth program or whether it be the free clinic to help them understand our health system and how things work.
Do you recognize any specific challenges or disadvantages related to being Asian in this culture?
I think one of the biggest challenges is that mainstream society views Asians as very successful, not needing any services, because most tend to be very educated and very wealthy. That's the perception. And health-wise, they view Asians as very skinny, or that certain health problems don't apply, such as diabetes, hypertension, a lot of those that are related to obesity. They're not being screened.
So what problems arise, or how does this neglection by other organizations or by health providers affect Asian Americans?
I see for immigrants, because of the change in diet and change in lifestyle, there are different things that arise, such as there is a huge disparity as far as breast cancer in Asian women because of the change to Western diet. It is more because of a difference between the diet that they had overseas, and in changing that, for whatever reason, they have a higher rate of breast cancer.
Asian American Community Services offers a variety of programs, which include the following: a free health clinic, interpreting services for private and public systems, which is available 24 hours for 7 days a week. Oh my gosh, I don't even know how you staff that. English as a second language courses, citizenship classes, traffic safety resources, computer literacy program and public access, domestic violence prevention programs, parenting and prevention classes, support groups for women and new immigrants, career development resources and case management services, cultural competency trainings, leadership development programs, and youth mentoring and tutoring programs. Okay, so I first want to ask about the free health clinic. That is a hot topic, the whole healthcare. So what do you guys offer at the clinic?
Asian Health Clinic open every Monday, 5:30 to 8:30 or 9. We offer some kinds of the screening, like cholesterol screening, hepatitis B screening, and diabetes screening. We provide the prescription for uninsured or underinsured immigrant population so they can get medication. We found out many Asian immigrants, they have the hepatitis B positive, but they don't know that they have the hepatitis B positive virus. So that's why we start to do the screening, and we don't provide the vaccination, but we work with the OSU PAMSA student and work with the Columbus Public Health. So we provide them the voucher system so they can get the free vaccination through Columbus Public Health. So they can get the vaccination if they are positive or negative.
Youth of America, brought to you by Varsha Prabhakar.
My name is Varsha Prabhakar, and I'm a freshman at Cupertino High School in California. And I'm going to tell you about South Indian classical music, also known as Carnatic music. Like in Western music, which has a main solfege scale of do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, Carnatic music also has a scale, and it goes like sa re ga ma pa da ni sa sa ni da pa ma ga re sa sa re ga ma pa da ni sa sa ni da pa ma ga re sa. The notes can be put in different combinations that make different scales, and each scale corresponds to a raga. A raga is like a key in Western music, like a key in E flat or a key B flat. each raga has different scales, and songs are made with these scales, with these different notes. One of these popular ragas is called Hamsadwani, and its scale goes like Sa re ga pa ni sa, sa ni ba ga ri sa. A song in this raga, it'll go like this. Ga ja va da na ma pa hi, ga ja va da na ma pa hi, ga ja va da na ma pa hi, ga ri ta na ya sa ta tam, ga ja va da na ma pa hi, Gauri tanaya satatam gajavadana mampahi. Thank you.
You're listening to Youth Beat Radio on WCRS, Community Radio for Columbus. I'm your host, Green Chucks. And so far, I've been talking to Asian American Community Services. The next thing I want to explore is the parenting classes. What does the curriculum look like for your guys' parenting classes?
The parenting class plus prevention support group. The reason why I put the parenting class and prevention support group is unbalanced power, especially Korean population who came in here, Columbus, Ohio. They are student and wife couples. They are average 25 to 35. But the problem is the wife cannot speak English, but their husband can speak English, and they have to go to school. They have to do all about all the other things because their wife cannot speak English at all. So there is a unbalanced power. The men do everything, but the woman have to stay at home all day. When her husband go to school, she have to stay at home with the baby, and she cannot do anything because she can't speak English at all, but their husband can speak English. So, I mean, they definitely have some unbalanced power controlling. About the parenting, if they are with their parents in Korea, they may learn from their parents how to take care of the baby. But in here, there's no one who let them know how to take care of their baby. So that's why we're going to start the program parenting and prevention support group. So we're going to provide some information about the how to take care of the baby, as well as we're going to provide some how to prevent domestic violence or how to deal with the domestic violence issues. Because I mentioned it before, the woman cannot speak English at all and the man can speak English. So man has more power than woman.
For the competency trainings, who are they directed at?
Cultural competence training is for healthcare provider and as well as some other agency and also some attorney or some lawyer, because they're going to work with the Asian population, but they don't know about the Asian culture very well. So they have some misunderstanding about the culture. So we go to their place. For example, we do the cultural competence training at OSU last to let them know how to deal with the Asian client or patient. So what their values are, what their beliefs are. So they know better about the Asian culture, then they can provide the better service to Asian community.
One of the major things then is the issue of patience. It can be very difficult sometimes for, say, a police officer, a 911 dispatcher, fire, or any other service provider who gets a call and starts to become impatient because they don't understand what the person's trying to say. So different ways to be able to slow down their speech or be able to try and understand, okay, where is this person coming from? What are they trying to say? And a lot of times it may be more specific. So for example, Chinese are taught to, at any sign of a health problem, to go straight to the hospital. Whereas here, we wait a couple days before, if our child gets a fever, you wait a couple days before you go to the hospital. Just some small differences like that to let hospitals understand that when they keep seeing the same family over and over again, it's not because they're trying to take advantage of the system. It's not because they believe that their child's more sick than he or she really is, but it's because there is a major culture difference that they are taught to go to the hospitals at the first sign of trouble. One other thing that they really go over is where the resources are. So if they run into a situation where they don't understand what someone's saying, they don't understand the language, how can they find an interpreter? Where do they find translators to be able to help them out here? There are many other resources as well. We're not the only agency that caters to these services. And sometimes they may be looking for services that we can't offer. But in being able to have everyone help each other out, we may be able to refer them along. Or we may be able to give them a resource list so that they know where else in the community they can go for help.
What problems do Asian American victims of domestic violence or sexual assault have to deal with?
First thing is language barrier. They afraid to call or contact the service agency, and it's pretty hard to talking about their situation. The language barrier is first reason, and as well as the culture issue as well. The Asian culture don't talk about the private issues, especially family issues. They don't talk about their issue to other people, especially if they are not Asian, they're not going to tell about their issues. We especially provide some services for the people who experience domestic violence or human trafficking. We help them out to find a job. For example, we help them out to write a resume, and we help them out cover letter, and we apply the application through the online, help them out to find a job resource. And we help them out as job interview as well, so they can get a job and they can live independently without any other support. And we also provide the financial support, but not by our agency. We refer the client to Job and Family Services to get food stamp and to get cash assistance. And if the client wants to divorce with their husband or wife, we provide the service such as finding pro bono lawyer so they can get divorced. And we do have a hotline services, so it's a 24/7 hotline, so anytime they need any help, we can answer their question, or we can be there and with the client if they want.
Just following up on what Han had talked about, we address these issues. It includes domestic violence, sexual assault, human trafficking, hate crimes through culturally sensitive services. It's volunteer-based, but we also have trained staff such as Han, who is the program manager, to be there to support victims. We support them through case management, referral services, and emotional support. Usually they don't know where exactly to go. And so to find a familiar place through AACS, it's a great start for us to be able to help them in a more culturally sensitive way and then refer them to the proper people.
What is the hotline number?
Hotline number is 614-312-0337.
All right, so what type of leadership programs or youth programs does AACS offer?
The AACS offers youth programs such as the Healthy Asian Youth Program. It's been around for over 10 years, and we cater mostly to the inner city Asian students who are at risk. 20% of our students actually attend schools that have been classified as on academic watch or academic risk for the past 3 years. A lot of our students have been in the program for some between 8 years, 9 years, and others have been here for about 2 years.
The Hay program also offers an ESL, where we are able to cater to the needs of newly immigrant students who need to understand the English language to further excel in their schooling. The teen program deals with educational focuses such as ACT, SAT, and they also deal with the teen stand-up program, which is about domestic violence and helping teens overcome issues that they deal with in today's society.
What are the demographics of the students in the Hay program?
The Hay program is made up of all Asian students, but currently our demographics consist of Korean, Vietnamese, Cambodian, Chinese, a little bit Japanese and Filipino students.
Okay, so you guys have a lot going on. What are some of the upcoming events? Can you talk about that?
We have an event, March on Ice with AACS. We'll be on March 27th at the Easton Chiller. Included in this event, and it's for everyone, whether kids or adults, professionals, anyone that would want to show up and support AACS. We really want to push toward people living active, healthy lifestyles. If you decide this is something you would like to do, there's a chance to be a mentor and to have a teen job shadow you for either one day or a couple days for a few hours each day. Or if you're a teen, then this is a great chance to be able to find out more what someone in the actual workforce does at work. Coming up in April, on April 24th, we have an Asian health fair that will take place at Capital City Church off of Old Henderson Road. There will be free screenings, cholesterol screenings, diabetes screenings. There's going to be a cooking demonstration and some recipes that will be given out for how to cook healthy Asian food. On August 7th, at The Ohio State University, at the New Ohio Union, Generation Next Youth Leadership Conference will take place. And conference will focus on how to build leadership skills to empower youth to live in a culture of peace. The focus will be to raise awareness on Asian youth violence and on violence prevention. Included with Generation Next, parents, friends, youth of all ethnicities are encouraged to attend. There will also be on-site training for professionals such as educators, community leaders, social workers, and professionals to learn more about these types of issues. And the College of Social Work at Ohio State will be offering 5 continuing education credits as part of the on-site training.
Okay, just in case you missed any of that information, here it is again. This Saturday, March 27th, is March on Ice. There will be 2 Taiwanese Olympic skaters at the event, and they also need adults to serve as mentors to have youth shadow them at work, as well as youth who are interested in participating in the shadowing and mentoring program. In April is the Asian Health Fair, which is at Capital City Church. It starts at 10 a.m. and goes till 2 p.m., and in August is their Generation Next Conference, in which adults, kids, and youth can attend, as well as social workers or people who need service learning credits. Wow, I want to thank all my guests today. It was an honor to meet and to talk with all of you. Thank you. All right, before I end the show today, I want to play for you a song called Lip Gloss with Strangers from the local Columbus band, Philo. If you enjoy the song or are interested in obtaining a CD, please email us at youthbeat@osu.edu.
Loud.
join us next week for another edition of Youth Beat Radio. You can listen to past editions of our show at wcrsfm.org, or you can email us at youthbeat@osu.edu. I'm your host, Green Chucks. Thank you for listening.
Youth Beat Radio is produced by students of The Ohio State University and of Arlington High School. The program is supported by the Department of Human and Community Resource Development at The Ohio State University, Ohio State University Extension, broadcasting classes at Upper Arlington High School, and Simply Living. The views expressed on the program are not necessarily those of the sponsors.